7:34 here on VSC Breakfast on 91.3 FM. As mentioned yesterday, we ran a poll on our WhatsApp channel. And if you're not following our WhatsApp channel, if you haven't seen it, go along, search for Voice of the Cape. You'll find it. Click follow. On the particular channel, we have posted yesterday a poll asking you if you are in favor of electronic voting in the country. And the results we'll get to in just a minute. But that being said, the IEC is also revisiting the possibility of electronic voting, with the initiative now in the policy development phase. However, the move has sparked mixed reactions, with many calling for a thorough assessment of the potential benefits and risks before any decisions are made. We now speak to the Gauteng Provincial Electoral Officer, Mr. Thabang Masimula, to unpack this for us. Mr. Thabo Masimula, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Asharaf, and greetings to your listeners.
Just a correction there, it's Mr. Thabo Masimula. So thank you once again for your time. Where is the IEC now as it relates to e-voting?
First of all, thank you for keeping this conversation going and for keeping this conversation in the public domain. Where are we with regards to issues of electronic voting? We are currently rolling out a 6-month public and stakeholder engagement where we are receiving different views and contributions from our stakeholders and interest groups and voters. And so far, we have received over 100 submissions, and we invite people to continue to make their submissions. We have until end of September 2025 to receive those submissions. And over and above that, we are taking the conversation to all provinces so that South Africans can engage on the pros and cons of electronic voting. Once that period has lapsed, we intend to use the month of October to review all those submissions. Once that is concluded, we hope that by end of March next year, we'll then have a draft policy document in a form of a green paper.
Yeah. As it relates to, you touched on some of the pros and cons, but what are some of those pros and cons that the IEC is considering as you put together this policy proposal?
We're looking at what could be the benefits of introducing electronic voting in a country such as ours. The proponents of electronic voting are arguing that if you introduce electronic voting, it is likely to improve voter participation. It will boost your voter participation, and thus you'll be mitigating your voter turnout. Secondly, they argue that electronic voting can enhance democratic processes by leveraging on technology. And lastly, they argue that it will improve electoral efficiency. What do I mean by that? It simply means, if I translate it loosely, that with e-voting, it can provide fast and seamless ballot tabulation, leading to quicker election results, for instance.
Yeah. We ran a poll yesterday on our WhatsApp channel, sir, and we asked the question, do you think South Africa could ever implement electronic voting in a way that is free of corruption and tampering? And exactly 50% of our respondents on that particular poll essentially said no, and there will always be risk of manipulation. What do you put the skepticism down to?
In order for us to implement this, if a decision is taken by policymakers that we go this route, the issue of public trust is paramount. Issues of cyber security equally paramount, but also we need to understand that we still have a digital divide in this country. And those are some of the things that we need to address. We need to address digital literacy, for instance, to ensure that voting is accessible and is inclusive.
In a broader sense, do you think the situation in the U.S. with Donald Trump, after having lost the election in 2020, claiming essentially and putting it down to the voting, the e-voting systems that we used, and do you think that has contributed in any way, considering South Africans actually do consume quite a bit of U.S. media, U.S. news, and do you think perhaps that that has impacted on the manner in which, or the skepticism rather, that people have on e-voting?
It could be. I cannot say conclusively that that might be the case, but you can't rule it out. But what is important is that this country must chart its own way forward. If the policy imperative suggests that e-voting will benefit our democratic processes, so that's what we need to interrogate. And that is what we are currently engaged in this public dialogue, so that South Africans can voice their views, their fears, and can propose to policymakers. As you know, at this stage, no decision has been taken whether we'll go electronic voting, but there are a number of things that we need to address. E-voting system requires a reliable a technological infrastructure. You need to ensure that you have secured server. You need to ensure that you have stable power source or supply. You need to ensure that you have reliable internet connectivities. So these are non-negotiable. These things are key. As I've said, issue of public trust, security concern, and cyber security, those things are paramount in this conversation.
In a broader sense, can we then rule out, considering the timeline and the development of the policies and then obviously the process of implementation, and that obviously will take quite a number of months, if not years, can we then rule out that e-voting won't be implemented or look to be implemented prior to the local government elections next year?
Not at all. We can't rush that decision. And already we are in the planning phase of the 2026 local government election. So there won't be sufficient time to conclude this debate or make any preparatory arrangement for whatever choices that we have made as a country on electronic voting. So for 2026, we won't be in the position to implement electronic voting.
You mentioned, of course, that you, before I let you go, by the way, just you mentioned that you started the planning phase of the local government election next year. Is there any further developments or updates on the progress thus far as you plan towards that election?
What I can indicate for the benefit of your listeners is that the commission has already begun its consultation with the Minister of COCTA. As you know, in terms of the law, he has the obligation or a responsibility of announcing the election date. Furthermore, we are engaging with the Municipal Demarcation Board. As you know, that ahead of local government elections, the Municipal Demarcation Board must demarcate all the wards countrywide. They have reassured us that they will submit all their reviewed wards sometime in October this year. Once that has been done, it will allow the Electoral Commission an opportunity to redelimit its voting districts countrywide, and that is likely to result in increased voting stations. So we are on course in terms of our planning. The consultation processes have commenced with key stakeholders, as I've indicated, with the Minister of COCTA and the Municipal Demarcation Board. And we hope that at the right time, the Minister of COCTA will then announce the 2026 local government election date.